evening and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, when you heard the question, what's in your lemon bar, you maybe don't say, well, I don't make lemon bars. I don't care, except they're good to taste, good to eat. Well, whatever. I just sort of thought it was interesting. I was reading an article about lemon bars and thought, you know, it's like a lot of recipes that there's not just one. There are multiple recipes. Think about how many different recipes are there for chocolate chip cookies, for instance, or for any of your favorite baked goods. There are probably hundreds of different recipes, and they will turn out a little differently, and some of them you'll prefer, and some of them you won't. Well, in the article I was reading, it was interesting to me that they not only tried them out with lemon juice, but also tried them with part lemon juice and part grapefruit juice. And the particular person who liked the grapefruit juice said she drinks grapefruit juice, thinks it's wonderful. That would be at the bottom of my list, I can tell you. But perhaps in the mix of the lemon and the grapefruit, and of course there's a ton of sugar, it might be quite good. So you never know. A lot of it is according to our personal taste preferences, which one we're going to prefer. So I did a little more study on lemon bars and on lemons. And the first thing I did after I looked at this article is I went to the KJAN cookbook to see, is there a lemon bar recipe in the KJAN cookbook? And there is. Margaret Parmley set one in, and it's a pretty simple recipe, probably fairly typical in terms of, you know, there's a crust on the bottom that has some flour and sugar and butter, and you bake that a bit, and then you put the lemon filling on top. Four eggs in this one, and that's, again, pretty typical. Some flour, some sugar, some lemon juice, and put that all on top of the crust that you baked and bake it up. And many of the recipes then suggest that you sprinkle it with some powdered sugar, some confectioner's sugar, to kind of the final topping. The simpler way, now that was pretty simple. A simpler way is to do it starting with a cake mix. Yep, found some recipes for just starting with a lemon cake mix, and you only end up adding a little bit of lemon juice. And I thought it was interesting. Again, there's probably a whole lot of variations on lemon bars made with cake mix. This one starts with a lemon cake mix, and that makes the bottom part plus a little bit of topping. And the center, the filling, is with cream cheese and the lemon juice. So that would be quite a different texture using that kind of method. Then probably the simplest, if you actually want to make them, either lemon or lime bars, you can go to the store and buy a mix already. Just, you know, not a cake mix, but a lemon bar mix or a lime bar mix. And I have been at some group where they were on a tray and people were eating them and said, oh, this is so good. What's your recipe for this? And the host kind of hesitated a minute and said, well, you know, I got it out of a box. So if you're actually going to make them, that may be the simplest. But, again, it depends on what you'd like to do in terms of, do you really love trying new things out, new recipes? Do you love baking? Then you're going to start from scratch. If you just like the flavor and they're pretty and you want to take them as a potluck kind of thing, then maybe what you want to do is to get them out of a box mix almost ready to go, except for the last mixing. Well, talking about lemon bars leads me to talk about lemons. And originally, lemons were a cross between limes and a citron. So lemons and limes are very much connected, very much the same kind of fruit. It's probably not a fruit that you're going to pick up and eat like you do an orange or an apple, but it has a lot of nutritional value, especially in terms of the vitamin C. A quarter of a cup, how do you get a quarter of a cup of lemon juice at one time? That's quite a lot. Would have about half of the vitamin C you need in a day. So you can see they are really high in vitamin C. But in cooking, they add that tart flavor that's sort of an unusual, just kind of perks up the flavors of the other foods that it's mixed with. Lemon, in terms of the flavor, goes well with almonds, cardamom, chicken, chocolate, currants, all kinds of desserts, fish, honey, lime, oysters, poppy seeds, raspberries, shellfish, strawberries, and veal. Those would be good flavors that go well together. And I'm sure you have seen or had fish that's served with lemon juice. And it didn't really mention this in this list, but I just like a slice of lemon dropped into water. And my husband always has a little bit of lemon with his tea. So, again, your personal taste. When you're buying lemons, you want to think about what your use is, what you're going to use it for. If you're mostly concerned with the zest, that outside skin, then you'll probably want to try to find one that has thicker skin. But if what you're most interested in is the juice, you know, think about, you can pick up various ones. You don't necessarily need to squeeze them, just pick them up. You'll want one that's heavier for its size, and also you're going to get more juice per size of lemon if it's a thinner skin one. You'll also want to buy one that's mostly yellow, not much green on it. And then once you have purchased that lemon, well, they're one of those things that you can keep for quite a long time. They will keep at room temperature for about a week, and they will keep in the refrigerator for up to 4 weeks. And then if you happen to forget you have one and it's out on the counter, it will turn into as hard as a rock kind of lemon. It all the moisture just goes out of it, and there you have a... you could probably use it as a decoration then, because it's not going to spoil once it's dried out like that, hard as a rock kind of thing. So lemons and limes, really something that I'm not sure, you know, do you use them often? And our other choice, of course, is we can buy both lemon and lime juice in bottles that are 100% juice. Some of the chefs would say, oh, no, you can't do that. You need to use the fresh right from the lemon or lime. Again, that kind of depends on what it's going to be combined with and how... What are your standards for that kind of thing, whether you absolutely want to go with the fresh or you want to use the convenient lemon or lime juice in a bottle. There are a number of health claims that are made for lemons and limes. As I mentioned, they're high in vitamin C. But also, some research says that they're protection against rheumatoid arthritis. Not lots of studies related to that, but... at least one study that says that it will help prevent rheumatoid arthritis. Subjects who were in the study consumed the lowest amounts of vitamin C-rich foods were more than three times more likely to develop arthritis than those who consumed the highest amounts. Now, the problem with studies is like that, we don't know if they had higher risk of arthritis. We don't know what else they were eating, what else they were doing. So maybe not a really good piece of research, but it can help to include a little lemon in your diet for good health and for good taste if it's something that you like, that tart flavor to add it to your taste buds. So lemon bars or lemon in many other ways, just a good thing to kind of add to your total diet. Until next time, here's the thought. Take the good with the bad, smile when you're sad, love what you've got, and remember what you had.